Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Right, let's hand over to our producer, Maria Devereaux, who will tell us what we should be watching this weekend.
So, special news out today. Tim Burton apparently is set to direct a new Addams Family.
Oh.
But it's set in present day instead of... When they been?
Whatever that
80s,
weird...
90s kind of...
50s maybe is the first one was, I think, yeah.
Are you thinking of the Munsters?
No, but like even the black and white Addams Family, you know, remember that one?
Were they not 80s?
They were made in the 80s, but...
Why does it feel like Tim Burton has already made 10 Addams Family films?
Well,
like,
also,
I feel like I've seen it, even though he hasn't made it.
No, well, I just think it's one of those things that it does have the potential to be quite dark, but it isn't usually because it's for kids.
Mm.
But he took Alice in Wonderland and turned it really dark.
Mm.
So I'd love to see, he obviously has more of a... more space to kind of go darker on this one, I'd
imagine.
Is
there one going to be in it again that's in all his films?
His wife.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
I don't think they're together anymore.
I don't know. Yeah. Separated. Okay.
They lived in different
former partners.
They lived in different houses anyway.
Sure, so Helena, I'd love you to play, oh, let me guess, some kind of weird woman with scraggly hair and a white dress. I've done it 10 times, Tim. I'm sick of it.
What if it's the other way around? What if it's like, are you making a new movie? I am, yeah. Am I in it? Of course you are the main character. I'd say it's more than that.
Happy wife, happy life.
Apparently he's still working on Beetlejuice 2.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's in active development. Like it's been on and off for years.
Yeah.
But it's in active development.
Oh, I hope they make that. I love the first one.
And then Disney Plus, I love the way they're doing this, right? It's a thing called Group Watch. It's a new feature on their streaming site,
mm-hmm.
where you can, so say I'm in one house, you're in another house, and you're in another house, and we'd usually sit down on a Friday night together and watch a movie. So we can't do that now because of lockdown. You're not allowed in my house, so get out. I just invite you to watch it.
Oh, and we all hit play at the same time, or it starts.
Like one person, the person that sets it up, hits play,
and it goes,
and then they have these little emojis that you can, you know, in little squee parts of the movie or whatever, you can put like a teary face, and that'll pop up on everyone's screen, going, "Dave just added a teary face to this."
That
moment.
Is the future. Because think about
funny.
It, right?
So you're double screening on the one screen, effectively,
but with people that you could, because right now when you do it and you second screen Twitter or whatever, it's with the world, which is often great and whatever, but like if you want to try and have a chat with your mates and that, it's very difficult to do, whereas now you build that in, that experience in, that's really clever.
And then if say I'm like, I'm going to make a cup of tea, I just pause it and then it pauses for everyone.
We're
really
annoying. Maria, get back, will it? Maria's tiny bladder foils again.
So you're kind of like hosting a little joined watching.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You're all watching together. You're just not in the same room.
They do it on Facebook. There's a thing called, I think it's like Friend Watch or something. Someone will text in and tell us what it's called. 0874-1012. But it's obviously with your friends, but I don't know where the content comes from. Whereas this is in the content provider.
Yes.
That's so clever.
Yeah. They also have a, if you've Frozen fans at home, which I know you do.
I do.
Once Upon a Snowman, which is the origin story of Olaf.
Oh my God, when is that?
Today? Yeah, it's a short now. It's not like the length of a Frozen movie.
Weirdly, you sounded like Olaf when you went, today.
I love him so much.
So that's up there today. Yeah, so you could actually, you can go home and like group watch them together.
Dermot and I can watch the story of Olaf together.
Yeah.
You on for it?
Mm. I know a few dogging enthusiasts who would suggest that maybe they came up with Group Watch before.
Jesus Christ.
I can't
just
believe.
Of all of the parallels to draw.
Yeah.
Of all
just
of
saying,
them.
I think it's already been done.
I think let's move on to the talk shows.
Very quickly.
Graham Norton has Bruce Springsteen, Lily James, who was the star of that Netflix movie, Rebecca. Remember I talked about that last week. It's the new horror.
The horror, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey and Sam Smith is going to perform.
Sure, Matthew McConaughey was on with Noni yesterday. She had him before.
He's all also right, on The Late Late Show.
Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, I am on. I'm going, talking to Ryan. All right.
But you put Noni first, she's a priority.
That's right, Noni's a special lady.
Well, yeah.
She's going to get my special attention, that's for sure. All right.
Video of Noni and Matthew McConaughey open at Today FM.
A boy to kid. All right. A boy to kid.
And then my There's a new series starting. This is my last one. There's a new series starting on, is it Monday or Sunday? When is the 26th?
The 26th is Monday.
Bank holiday Monday. It's a six-part series called The Undoing. It's on Sky Atlantic on Monday at 9 o'clock. And it's Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant.
Oh.
And basically, Nicole Kidman is this amazing therapist who was at the top of her game. And she goes to bed one night and she wakes up the next morning and her husband's gone missing. And she has a child in this big private school. One of the mothers from the private school has been murdered gruesomely and her husband's gone missing. So
I saw the trailer, but not like, you know, one of those short trailers where it just goes like someone's face on her face, yeah, and then thing, and then Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, yeah. I was like, what is this?
And Nicole, so Kidman, Monday. Nicole Kidman is definitely wearing a wig. It's actually really annoying and because it's so obvious. And Hugh Grant is after aging.
Well, that's in a good way.
In a good way, he's a little silver fox. Oh, don't get so offended, lads.
God, Grant. We're not allowed to get old now.
So Monday, Sky Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, yeah. The Excellent. Undoing.
Dying for that. Maria, thank you very much.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.